This land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia and Cameron with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In your local news, the spotlight is back on Brisbane after the end of the Paris Olympics. Brisbane will be hosting the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics and is the first city required by its contract to host a climate-positive Games. According to the International Olympic Committee, the basis of this idea means the carbon savings they create will exceed the potential negative impacts of their operations, according to the IOC. By planning and building more sustainable facilities and infrastructure, Brisbane is looking for lasting environmental, social, and economic benefits, as well as pairing these plans for the Olympics with the current plans to make Queensland run on 70% renewable energy by 2032. In Queensland news, former Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has joined the Australia Post Board as a non-executive director. She will take the role following Tony Nutt's departure. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland says Palaszczuk will bring a wealth of experience in service delivery to regional and rural communities. Palaszczuk has served Queensland as Queensland Premier from 2015 until her political department last December. In national news, The Zone, a gaming space in Geraldton, is helping neurodivergent children develop social skills and confidence through structured gaming activities. Created by Rebecca Cox, the initiative provides a safe and inclusive environment where children with various neurological conditions can connect with peers and foster relationships. One parent noted, "It is amazing to see my child finally open up and make friends." The Zone success highlights the positive impacts of TALE programs in supporting neurodivergent communities.
A fisherman off the coast of Tweed Heads had a surprise encounter when a whale's tail slapped him across the face while fishing. The unexpected hit left the man stunned, and he is currently in hospital with minor injuries to his head and neck. Queensland Ambulance Services' Scott Brown stated, "Just be cautious. There are a lot of whales out there this time of year, and the incident has shown us that anything can happen." In international news, a drone strike targeted Ukraine's nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, facing fears of nuclear disaster. Ukrainian authorities intercepted three drones, but the attack threat has escalated international concerns over the security of crucial infrastructure amidst ongoing conflicts. Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, emphasized the gravity of the situation, saying, "We must avoid catastrophe. The situation is unstable and precarious. The incident underscores the ongoing risks and tension in the region." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers and some winds. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is not rated, and the UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That is all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye.
Bye.